Back on downtown, yes, a party all over the world with wine involved. Message in the Bottle brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in Bangor, and Eric Meehan joins us. Good afternoon, sir.
Good evening.
Ooh, a little chill on my spine there.
There we go, yeah. Well, you got to break out your Vincent Price once a year, so. It's the best I got.
It was good. It was very good.
Scary. I could be as scary, but only to like my family, children. they're not scared of me. I'm scary to no one. I'll be honest.
Now, have your kids aged out of trick or treating, or are they still interested?
Oh God, no, no. Well, first of all, and this is it's an interesting cultural phenomenon. My daughter has graduated from being a kid who wants to go out trick or treating. To being a teenager who has probably no interest in actually trick-or-treating, but being with her friends. So she's nowhere near us right now.
Oh, I'm sure.
We're off prepping, and she'll rejoin us at some point later in the evening. But it's like, I'm going out for Halloween. Like, oh, okay, we were going to go out for... No, Dad. no. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Man, this crossing this particular bridge of parenthood is it's a little rough.
Oh, it is still fraught with tough waves to navigate.
It's that. I mean, my wife, who's a beautiful 29 years old, but is still loves Halloween. I mean, like, this is like her jam. Like, you know, there's a lot of people who are like, yeah, man, it's Halloween, and so I'm like, yeah, we're still youthful. No, it's an interesting holiday. I mean, I guess I remember this from my youth, as you know, when I kind of was like, no, guys, I'm good. I'm gonna be with my friends. Although we used the opportunity to actually terrify younger kids when I was like, radio control stuff when I was younger, and so I designed a radio control guillotine. This is true.
Wow.
That you'd have to put your hand through to get the candy. And as soon, you know, when they would like take their hand out or whatever, I would like release the thing. And it wasn't a real blade, you know, in fairness to myself. But you know, it was designed to freak these kids out. And so I lived in the country. So like we never had trick or treaters. We had one trick or treater who was my friend's younger sister. That they knew to come in like through the quarter mile long driveway that I lived in the country. So at this age and my daughter's age, I would go into our town, such as it was, and hang out with my buddy. And we would try to, you know, terrify the little kids. And then a year I did this guillotine thing. We sat on the porch in our costumes and we waited for kids to come up and put their hands through and, you know, And at one point, a young woman with her younger daughter came in, and the younger sister, and the younger sister was like, oh, my God, those stuffed things in the porch moved. And her sister was like, no, they didn't. And as demonstrative of this, you know, demonstrative, rather, she kicked me, the dummy on the porch there to trigger the guillotine, in the gut. To prove that I was not real, and it was real.
Wow!
And I let out an oof, and they both ran away screaming.
I love that. That's great.
Yeah, this is all true. I didn't have my last year trying to screw with anyone. I'm like, you know what? This isn't worth it. Said the bruise in my gut. Anyway. I hope everyone out there is having a wonderful Halloween. Certainly, it's our first sort of true day of pre-winter. That was the other thing I remembered from my youth, and I'm sure everybody remembers this, is the uselessness of costuming up and then just having to put on your right, overcoat right. And everything. What are you supposed to be? I'm a very cold child dressed in a Michelin man costume. Don't you see it? Just give me the candy. Go. I swear to God, north of the Mason-Dixon, I don't know why we even bother. It's like, what are you? I'm cold. Give me a candy. That's what I am.
Right. I'm not here for conversation. Load up the bag so I can go home and warm up.
Aren't you spooky? No, it's cold. I'm shivering. What are we doing? You're lucky I'm not wearing my bag. Anyway, so this is the day I always sort of laugh about. This is our Halloween edition, and appropriately enough, it is Halloween today, and I always like to sort of talk about how, you know, different people treat Halloween / alcoholic beverages, because it is kind of interesting how certain, you know, religions especially, and this is not meant to be, especially in these fraught times, this is not meant to be anything but just sort of stuff to just to laugh at and think about. So it's always interesting to me. So what do we, you know, as you know, we have this religion sort of percolating, but we always sort of decide to put it aside for today. But I do like some of these things. So of course we have the Day of the Dead, right? And our kids do get talked to about that. So it's interesting to think that, you know, Christians in Mexico leave tequila and mezcal as offerings on Day of the Dead, and also in the Eastern Orthodox faith, especially in Russia. Again, this is not political, right? Vodka is blessed by priests and imbibed at religious celebrations like Easter and poured on the graves of loved ones. In Christianity, further, of course, and this is unique to Christianity. I only say we because I was baptized as a Presbyterian, but I'm sort of, you know, a religious these days. But it's interesting that the Christians take wine, right, as blood of Christ, right, as a way for the followers of Christianity to literally take Christ into themselves. But they chose wine, not anything else. And it is interesting in a quasi-Christian nation like the U.S. that when we had prohibition, which we talked about even as recently as last week, anybody saying that they were making wine for sacraments for the Christian-based faith, they weren't shut down. Interesting historical fact, take it or not. Judaism, of course. They prescribe certain amounts on, you know, Passover as treatment of wine as a part of a diet. And, of course, this is why they have rules for wine being kosher, because wine is part of their sacramental purpose, but they have these regulations. And so it's just interesting to think about that they treat it as such. Of course, in Islam, there is certainly a lot of restrictions on alcohol, but in the Quran, they mention wine as a blessing. However, there are many other admonishments against it. So it's sort of an interesting juxtaposition there. Now, Eastern religions are a little bit different and kind of more, I hate to say it, but kind of fun and interesting, so we're going to hit some of those right now. Certainly, one of my favorites is the ancient ritual in Tibetan Buddhism from drinking from the Kapala, which is a sacred cup made from a skull, a human skull. this is true. They're carved, they're adorned with precious metals, jewels, and then filled with alcoholic beverages, blood, or they're made, they change them into dough cakes and offering them meant to appease the wrathful deities. There you go. Drinking from the skull reserved for only the most experienced of lamas or the people who get in early, I suppose. Yeah, because it's supposed to transfer the knowledge and karma of this skull's former owner to the drinker. So there you go. images of Indiana Jones fill your mind, of course. And, of course, before I run out of time, I can never hesitate to mention this on my Halloween special. The Japanese Shinto religion, which reveres sake, right, as the most sacred of drinks, the, quote, liquor of the gods. And this is true. I always have to read this because this is just amazing. This is the Jinsensai ground purification ritual, during which sake is liberally poured onto construction sites. And then more intense, including the festival of Tanami, hope I'm pronouncing that right, where people feed sake to carp in order to exorcise the waters of evil spirits. And a winter festival, of course, during which young men drink incredible amounts of sake and defend a Shinto shrine against men wielding torches using nothing but pine branches. I don't know what this is meant to mean, folks, but it is meant to mean that I hope you all have a happy Halloween and that whatever bundled up little ghouls and girls, as it were, come up to your door, take pity on them. Don't say, oh, you're all bundled up. They know they're bundled up. They know they're not showing off their best. We all just have to pretend. And I'll talk to you all. We'll continue on our world tour next Tuesday. But for today, happy Halloween, everyone.
Thank you. I hope someone shows up at my door dressed as a drunken carp.
You've looked at my Instagram.
Oh, sorry. Secret's safe with me. We'll take that out in post-production.
Very good.
Thanks, Eric.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Have a good night. Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, Message in the Bottle. Here.